The next patient is Calvin Kelly, K-E-L-L-E-Y. This is the clinical case of a 93-year-old male that is following this practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3A. The patient has a right solitary kidney. The left kidney was removed due to low-grade papillary urothelial carcinoma with evidence of FSGS in the resected kidney biopsy. The patient is followed at the Moffitt Cancer Center in Tampa. This patient has the CKD most likely associated to loss of renal mass, comma, interstitial nephritis with nephrosclerosis, probably associated to hypertension. The patient has atrial fibrillation and coronary artery disease with the status post PCI in 2019. He has hyperlipidemia, and we have to keep in mind that he's 93 years old, period. The most recent laboratory workup. Shows that the patient has a serum creatinine of 1.5, an estimated GFR of 41, and a BUN of 31. The protein creatinine ratio is 172 milligrams per gram of creatinine, period. The patient has remained in very stable condition. There is no evidence of hematuria. Period, we continue with a close observation. Number two, the patient has arterial hypertension that has been under control. The blood pressure reading during the today's visit is 134 over 75. We are not going to change the administration of metoprolol or furosemide. The patient gained 8 pounds since the last visit, from 201 to 209 pounds. Period, the patient was encouraged to keep the sodium intake in the diet less than 2 grams in 24 hours and restrict the fluid intake if possible. Following number, hyperlipidemia, that is controlled with the administration of statins. Following number, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, BPH. The patient is going to be following the clinic in 6 months with laboratory workup.